Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we honor St. Junipero Serra. He was born in the year 1713 in Mallorca, Spain, with the name Jose Miguel Serra. He was of a farming family. He entered the Franciscans, the Alcantarine Reform, in the year 1730. He took the name Junipero. He became a priest 6 years later, 1736, and because he was quite gifted intellectually, you know, he studied theology and received a doctorate, you know, in sacred theology. He would teach for some years at the Lullian University in Mallorca, and he occupied the Duns Scotus chair of philosophy while teaching there. He had a brilliant academic career. Everything was going for him, and he could have continued, you know, to do so, gaining greater repute as a scholar, you know, as a philosopher, a theologian, as an academic. Yeah, but he had a burning desire within him. It was with him for many years, you know, but he had not acted upon it. That to be a missionary, you know, he had. He kept up with the news from the New World, you know, what was going on there, and certainly exciting things, especially with his fellow confreres, you know, Franciscan missionaries, you know, all across Central and particularly South America at the time. And he was inspired of such great missionaries like St. Francis of Solano, you know, who was a missionary in Peru in the 16th century, and others. And he desired to follow suit, you know, to be a missionary to the New World. So this was what he decided to do. He seconded that inspiration God had given to him, you know, to give up everything, to abandon his homeland and his career, you could say, as a scholar, and departed for Mexico in the year 1749 at the age of 37. And en route, he stopped by Puerto Rico, and that's where he gave his first sermon, you know, in the New World. From 1750 to 1768, he preached all across central Mexico, and he held various important positions, administrative positions, including that of president of the missions there. In 1769, he took the 900-mile journey north to present-day Monterey, California, and it was there that he would begin the foundation of 9 missions all across the coast of California, from San Diego, you know, to San Francisco. After his death, 12 more missions would be founded by his Franciscan confreres. He was a model missionary. He baptized more than 6,000 Native Americans. He was also their staunch defender when their, you know, human rights were violated at times by some of the Spaniards. They were ill-treated, unfortunately, on some occasions. He was faithful to his motto, always forward, never back, always striving to do more for our Lord. He died in Monterey, Carmel, on August 28, 1784, beatified by Pope St. John Paul II in 1988, and as you recall, just in 2015, was canonized by Pope Francis in the National Shrine of the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. And he's even honored by our government as the co-founder of the state of California. Now, I'd like to read to you an excerpt of his writings that allows us to enter a little bit into his heart and soul, you know, what moved him. He says, all my life I have wanted to be a missionary. I've wanted to carry the gospel message to those who have never heard of God and the kingdom prepared for them. But I became proud and allowed myself to be distracted by academic studies. Now I am filled with remorse that my ambition has been so long delayed. Of course, right away we ought to say that St. Junipero was not condemning his own studies of philosophy and theology or the study of all these branches of knowledge, you know, these great sciences in themselves. but he put off his own, you could say, his own inspiration he received from God to put that aside, you know, to carry out God's will as a missionary. And it is to be condemned, though, you know, just you know, studies and things like that for their own sakes, you know, apart from the church's mission, something to advance oneself only, as it were, and forgetting about, you know, giving greater glory to God and helping to save souls, especially as a priest and a religious. You know, so to lose one's focus on these things, you know, to the detriment of the higher things. So so studies can be and should be sanctified, you know, serve for that noble purpose, you know, which so many saints show us. And so we ourselves, we can learn from St. Juniper of Serra not to allow ourselves to be distracted by so many things, especially personal ambitions of this or that kind. That might be maybe good in themselves, but perhaps you know, less noble than what God's calling us to, what he's inspiring us to do, you know, to especially advance his kingdom on earth, not to forget, you know, that there are still thousands, millions, billions of people on this earth living today who still don't know about our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can at least, you know, help these souls one at a time, well, surely by our prayers and sacrifices, we can all do that, and maybe even do more. Perhaps not as much as St. Junipero and cross the ocean and spend decades, you know, as a missionary in foreign lands, although that might be our calling, but to be mindful of the fact that we need not go very far at all to engage in missionary work. We need only go right next door to our homes, for example, cross the street, whom perhaps most likely we have neighbors who are perhaps still ignorant about the gospel, and even within our own families, our relatives and friends. Surely we know individuals personally who could use, you know, our help in speaking about, you know, the love of our Lord and the salvation that can be obtained only through him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.